This session was meant to focus on redistricting. Lawmakers are getting close on that. However, versions of bills on abortion and transportation that were filed in the 83rd regular session and didn't pass are still making their way through both houses. Today, the Senate is expected to vote on legislation to prohibit abortion after 20 weeks of gestation, restrict abortion-inducing medication, and establish minimum standards for facilities that perform the procedure. Republican State Representative Jeff Leach sponsored 20-week legislation during the regular session.
We've had some great pro-life bills filed during the regular session, and luckily the governor put it on the call for the special session. So it's been referred to the State Affairs Committee. State Affairs will hear it this week, and hopefully it'll make it on the floor either this weekend or by the end of the special session.
Republican State Representative Drew Darby is chair of the House Select Redistricting Committee. He says he's frustrated with the timing.
We've got basically a week to go in the special session. That's really not enough time to properly vet the issues. And so when you add other issues to the call, such as abortion or the criminal justice system, it further complicates the ability, I think, of the legislature to focus and get something done.
The Senate is also expected to vote today on a transportation infrastructure funding measure. Called SJR2, it's a plan to send a portion of oil and gas taxes to the state's highway fund. This tax money would sit in the rainy day fund and would not finance any transportation projects until the balance reaches at least $6 billion. Representative Darby questions whether that's enough.
If there's no real dollars being given to transportation, I'd just as soon wait until the 84th session. And then really, I think we're going to have a full-blown crisis in how we fund roads by that time. I think you're going to see an industry in peril.
Texas legislators passed hundreds of bills in the final days of the regular session, so the precedent of moving quickly exists. Whether there's a will to get everything passed remains to be seen. The last day of the special session is Tuesday, June 25th. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.